Welcome to this guided meditation using the acronym RAIN to work with our emotions mindfully. Let us begin. Taking a comfortable posture wherever you are in a quiet space, bring to mind a situation, event, relationship that might have some strong emotions associated with it. And as best you can, let go of the story about the event or relationship or situation. Let go of thinking about it and turn your attention to the energy of the feelings associated with the story. You might consider just turning your attention to the feeling in the body. And as thoughts or thinking or analyzing or trying to solve the problem arise in your mind, just letting that go and coming back to this just physical sensations. As best you can. And once we feel a sense of connection to the energy of the emotions underneath the situation, underneath the story that we're telling ourselves, the meaning that we make of this, turning our attention to the RAIN technique. We start with R for recognizing. See if you can just recognize what it is that you're feeling. Asking yourself, what is it that I am feeling right now? Can you name the emotion? Is it sadness or anger or hurt? Whatever it is, you might use a descriptive word or an image or phrase that seems to capture this feeling. And if you can't name the emotion, it's okay too. Simply by turning our attention to the feeling and the emotion, we start to recognize it and give it the loving attention it needs. Next, A is for allow. See if you can just allow yourself to feel this emotion as deeply, as widely, and as completely as you can. Notice any resistance to these feelings, and that's okay too. Just notice the resistance and let it be part of our experience. Notice any judgments, opinions, feelings that we ought not feel this way. And again, we just allow that to be part of the experience. There's the emotion and there's resistance. And everything is welcome. And if there's no resistance, that's okay. Or if there's overwhelm, that's okay. We can always come back to just this feeling of the body in the chair that we're sitting in to gain a sense of groundedness and come back to the feeling. And moving on to I for investigate. Can you be curious about this emotion? Where is it that you feel it in the body? Does it feel like butterflies or tension or heat or numbing around the heart? Lean in as best you can. Also, you might be curious if this feels like an old emotion or a familiar emotion, something that happens to you a lot, or something that reminds you of things in the past. And if this is a familiar emotion, consider and be curious if this is a habit, a go-to way of you feeling about a situation, relationship, or event. And if that's the case, we just notice that that's happening. It's no problem. We don't have to analyze it, fix it, or push it away. We just notice that this might be part of our general emotional life. And then lastly, we turn towards N for nurture. Given this experience, this emotion, you can ask yourself, what is it that you need right now? What would help? Not to fix the situation or get over the emotion, but to take care of yourself as you go through this experience. Again, we're not trying to analyze, fix, improve, or get out of the situation. We're turning our attention, our loving attention, to nurturing ourselves as we go through this experience, as we have an emotion that might be difficult or overwhelming or unwanted. We might also notice at this point that the emotion has dissolved or changed, and that's okay too. We don't have to hold on. And allowing ourselves to recognize, allow, investigate, and nurture. We're coming home to ourselves, just the way we are. And to close, I'd like to invite you to just take a deep breath in and a long breath out, taking a moment to just settle back into the body, in the chair that you're in, coming back to a sense of being grounded, feeling the support of the ground and the chair. Knowing that you can always come back to the sense of your own support and nurture yourself.